好的，弟兄姐妹，让我们听神的道。以前我们先同心祷告。Let us bow our head and have a prayer before we listen to the word of God。父神，我们感谢你带领我们再次来到你的说话的跟前，一同来到思想主你的教训。我们也透过从你在历史当中所做的事情，让我们知道明白主你对我们的心思意念是怎么样，让我们明白你是怎么样的一位神。所以我们再次献上感谢，你给我们有这样的机会，能够了解主你的教训，明白你是怎么样的一位神。我们就再次在你的跟前，真的希望我们根据你的关系，能够更亲密地建立起来，免得我们的属灵生命跟父神你的关系，就是越聚越离。所以求主你帮助，求你的圣灵带领我们，让我们所听进去的正道都能够凭着圣灵的感动，使到我们完完全全的来到领受，求你的带领。Oh, Heavenly Father, thanks that you give us this opportunity once again through your word in the Bible. We can see how you do all kinds of works in throughout the history, and at the same time to let us to see that and what how God that you are, so that we can understand how to build up a closer relationship with you. We also ask for the Holy Spirit guiding us throughout the following time and in the future, so that we not only understand the word, but we also understand how to build up a close relationship with you. So please help us to have a humble heart and also have a clear, holy mind that we can receive your word in our heart, so that all what we have learned can become our spiritual nurturing power. And let us to understand how to serve you in our daily life. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 今天跟大家一同的思想的经文是《生命记》的七章第一节到第十一节，题目就是“我们正在认识我们的神吗？”Today we will go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 to 11, and the topic is, do we really understand our Lord? So let me see today and about our congregation, because that may be something that you need to have an exercise in your mind, okay? And so well prepared. 让我看一下我们弟兄姐妹，因为今天在讲到以前呢，先让大家有一个游戏，还是带大家重温你的年轻的时候的光景，okay? 我不知道在我们当中呢，很多的弟兄姐妹，有些已经结婚很多年，有些刚刚结婚，有些还在期望你的婚姻的对象，今天我希望你带你们一起回到你还是年轻的时候啊，我还到根本上我们也很年轻呢。如果我们再重新思想一下，我们在年轻的时候，大约20岁。到30岁的时候，不知道你的脑海里面是不是经常在想到你将来的结婚对象是怎么样的一种条件呢？Okay, we're in the beginning, and I want you to have a mental exercise, and I want to invite you to go back to the age around 20 to 30. I want you to remember during that period of time.What's in your mind is that you always think about what kind of partners that you are going to have as your future husband or wife. Think about it. If you pass that age, you can go back to that period. 如果你们已经过去那个年纪的话，我希望你们重新回到那一个时间。Think about it.In your mind, is that you have a lot of criteria have been set, and what kind of husband or wife that you are looking for? 如果我们重新回到当时这个年纪的时候，是不是我们不断的思想到 我们将来的太太，我们的丈夫是怎么样的？很多的弟兄姐妹，很多年轻人在那个时候，满脑子的里面都是想到这些东西，谈恋爱嘛，对不对？于是乎，他们怎么样呢？如果他们要求将来的丈夫、将来的太太是怎么样的条件的话，他就会把自己来量一量。首先，当然是这样想呢，就是看一下一面镜子的里面，我面相也很俊俏、很帅，对不对？所以呢，我将来的太太应该要配得起我的时候呢，就应该有这样的美容，要美，这很美丽的样貌，这样才能够配得上我。我不知道是前面是不是这样。Is that this is the way that you think? Go to the washroom, looking at a mirror, and see your face, and you will very enjoy at that moment. I look pretty well looking. I'm beautiful. So, my future husband or wife should be certain level of beauty. Or maybe you will ask about why now I have a degree from university, whatever university is. And you will think that my husband or wife should have certain education level. 如果我们想到我现在已经读完大学了，已经有这样的学历，你又会怎，会不会这样想到？我要求我将来的丈夫太太有大约这样的学历程度了。那么弟兄姐妹在那个时候都会这样，20岁、30岁的时候，经常这样想的，就想到我自己有怎么样的条件，我要求将来我的太太、我的丈夫会怎么样，所有东西都是从自己的角度来思想的。Everything that you think about your future partners, your husband or wife, will based on what you think about yourself and based on your own preferences. Is this the common way to do it? Yeah, this is a very common way to do it in most of the people. But today, when we go back to the text, you will see a very different way that God operates within the whole selection process. Particularly, God picks Israel become his people. 今天如果我们重新回到《生命记》的里面，我们会发现一个很不同的一种的运作在里面。原来我们的神做事情跟我们普遍的人来到做一些事情是根本上两回事。神所选择的选民，并不是按照他自己要求对方有怎么样的条件。反过来，我们的神单从另外一个角度来到选他的选民。今天我们重新回到《生命记》的里面，希望我们就是探讨这一方面，神怎么样来到拣选他的选民，同时间我们作为神的选民，我们又应当怎么样来到认识我们的神是怎么样的一位神？So today our focus will be based on this text. Once again, we can see that how God picks us to become His people, and at the same time, whether we can fully understand who God is. So today, let us go back to the text once again from verse 1 to 6. In these sections, or in these several verses, let us to see that we should not be very proud of ourselves, because this is not the way that God does or picks his people. If we always looking on our own preferences, and turns out we will be spoiled in our own preferences. 我们从第一节到第六节，我希望我们从这一段经文里面，我们一同来到看一下，我们不能要在神的跟前把自己陷在此重生焦的一个网络的当中。So let us turn to our Bible and read the verses once again，让我们一同翻开我们的圣经，我们一同读第一节到第六节，找到记号我们一同读，好不好？ 耶和华你神领你进入要得为业之地，从你面前赶出许多国民，这些客人、各加撒人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利士人、西魏人、耶布士人，共去过的民，都比你强大。耶和华你神将你们交给击杀。那时你们要把他们灭去尽致，不可与他们立约，也不可怜恤他们，不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿，因为他憋死你的儿子，却你不跟随主，去侍奉别神，以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作。叫速速地将你们灭绝，你们也却要这样待他们，拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍杀他们的木偶，用火焚烧他们雕刻的偶像，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，得做自己的子民。当我还在香港的时候呢，曾经有一个很流行的一个广告。When I'm still in Hong Kong, there is a very popular advertisement on the TV. It's a long time ago, but anyway, maybe you are in my age, you have watched it. In this advertisement，在这个广告的里面，就讲到有一个成年人，有一天的去一个动物园，他到动物园的门口要付门日常费用的，然后走进这个动物园的里面，就看里面有很多动物，其中呢，他就看到有一头飞走而来的大猩猩，这个猩猩就困在这个笼子里面，a big gorilla，OK，and so。这个人他们就站在这个笼的外面，看到里面这一头的大猩猩，这个 gorilla 在里面的坐在哪里，很舒服的坐在这里。就在这个时候呢，这个成年人就对着这一头猩猩点说，他说：“你真的可怜，真的非常可怜，你老是坐在哪里，真是可怜。”就当这个成年人这样说的时候呢，在笼里面，这头大的猩猩就这样说了，他心里面就想了，我很可怜，然后他就转过头来，到身的后面，拿起来一连串的香蕉出来，banana，get a bundle of banana，and then he's 他开始也一级一级的来到，把 banana 这个香蕉来到吃，一边吃心里面的这样想，你这个成年人真的可怜，你要天天工作才能够赚到钱，买门票走进来，还要付费用给我们这些动物园里面的工作人员买香蕉给我们吃。我一点东西也不需要做，我光坐在这里，转过头来就可以拿出这个香蕉出来吃，真美味，你才是最可怜的人。This is a very famous, common advertisement in Hong Kong when I'm still young and talking about a man. One day he, visit a zoo. And so he paid the fee and then the admission fee and then get into the zoo and then he stand in front of a cage and right inside the cage there is a gorilla, a big one, just sit over there, really enjoy his life and looking all the people they're looking up. So at this moment the man point his finger and talk to the gorilla, said that, "So shame on you. You are so poor. Always sit over there and let us to take a look. You are so poor. You are locked up in this cage." When this man talking about this and the gorilla in his heart and feel that, why are you saying this face? So the gorilla turned back to his adjacent side and picked up some bananas. And then he's starting to eat the bananas, enjoy the bananas. And in the gorilla's heart, he talked to this man, said, you men are so poor. You need to work so hard every day, and then you get the money, and then turns out you pay the admission fee, and then let the people, the administrator of the zoo, to buy us bananas so we can enjoy it here without any works. So, you are the poorest. I'm pretty good. I enjoy my life. 这个故事，这个广告非常触动很多人的心。This this advertisement moves a lot of people's heart, particularly one of them are myself. 为什么我会觉得感觉得非常感动？因为这一个故事，这一个广告，正好表现出很多人的两种自私的角度来看事情。每一个人看对方都是很可怜，以为自己是最好的。 我在笼外，我最自由，倒过来，原来自己最不自由的，要天天关在公室里面工作，赚到一点钱才能够走进来看一头大猩猩。猩猩也以为自己非常幸福，每一天不需要做，然后就可以吃，但是他不明白到原来自己是关在笼里面，他没有自由。 In this story, you can see that both parties see things in his own perspective. The man thinks that he's free because he's outside of the cage. But in fact, he needs to work every day very hard and earn the money and pay the people at the zoo, and then he can enjoy a short period of time of pleasure. The gorilla, you can also see that he is so self-centered too. He thinks he is very comfortable within a cage, but he didn't realize that he lost his freedom. 很多时候我们其实晓得这是看自己的角度，以为自己是处于最美好的环境，得到最要带的情况，原来我们很多时候不惊不觉的掉在自己一种始终生焦的一种心态。如果我们把这种心态也放在属灵的生命的活动的里面的时候，就变成非常可怕。我们回到这一段圣经，我们看到这里神领以色列民快要进入迦南地，要得到的地图是怎么样的一片的地图呢？Let's go back to this text, read the text once again. What kind of land that God promised it to the Israelites? 这一片地图是非常好，这是不错，但是问题在哪里？在里面要得到这块地的话，并不是靠以色列民自己，并不是你从自己角度看自己是那么好，是得到神的保守、神的应许，你现在你就得到这块地。原来这块地是充满很多挑战。 是很多人需要非常小心，非常的需要有高度的顺服神的态度才能够得到的。我们小心看，从第一节到第一节的里面，我们看到里面总共有七个民族的人，七国的人。 If you go back to this text, you can see that there are seven tribes. All these seven tribes are the strongest tribes within the region. 如果我们知道这里这些人是当时最强的一个七种民族的话，我们就需要明白到，神所应许给以色列民的地，并不是一般的人可以得到的。 赵宣以色列民是神的选民，你们也不能够靠自己的能力，看自己有多好可以得到，因为以色列民是一个少数民族。Israelites, they are not strong at all. When they face those seven tribes, they can't beat it. So how they can get it? Except one factor. God sends these people and let them to be conquered by the Israelites. 所以我们从第二节的里面，我们看到只有一个条件，以色列民才能够得到这一片土地，就是怎么样？就是光靠耶和华，只有耶和华神造这片地给以色列民，他们才能够得到这一片地土。但是以色列民，你们需要明白，单靠耶和华神，你们需要绝对的顺服神的命令。不要说那命令那么严重，神给你的方向做法是怎么样？If you want to get this piece of land, only one factor depends on the Yahweh God. But if you want to depends on God, you need to be a obedient person. You cannot think otherwise. 我们不应该想到用别的方法来到攻击这七国的人，我们必须要跟随神的方法来到得到这些土地。人有什么方法呢？我们看看。Let us turn to verse 3. Here is a list of the people they will do or they think otherwise from God's instructions. Verse 3, 第三节，不可与他们结亲，不可将他的女儿嫁他们的儿子，也不可叫他的儿子娶他们的女儿，因为他必使你的儿子卷离不跟从主去侍奉别神，以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就速速的将他们灭绝。你们却要怎样待他们？拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的土之像，砍下他的木偶，用火焚烧他的雕刻的偶像。So based on verse 3 up to verse 5, it's a list of the people can think about it in their own way, but not God's way. 如果我们从第三节到第五节的里面，我们就想到，人很多时候有两个选择：选择跟随神的命令，还是人想自己的方法来到得成自己的盼望。弟兄姐妹，以色列民是一个少数民族，他要得到神的应许地，要用神的方法。如果人可不可以用自己的方法得到这片土地呢？我们从属灵的生命上面、经验上面，我们知道不可能。但是人很喜欢来到选用自己的方法，来到得成神的命令、神的应许。怎么样来到得呢？用自己的方法，哪里的土地那么多强的民族不要紧的，我们用分家的方法把我们的儿女们套进他们的民族的里面，让我们改变他们吧，可能吗？从这里圣经告诉我们，不但不能够改变这些七国的民族，倒过来，你们会给他们同化。Based on these verses, from verse 3 and 5 to 5, we can see the people, if they want to get the promised land, they have two options: follow God's way or using their own way. In our experience, we know that we know that by our own way, we always fail. But a lot of people still using their own way to achieve God's promise. This is the thing that right now in church we always commit the same sin。这也是我们现在教会很常常用的方法，用人的方法来到得成神的目的。Is it possible to use our own way to achieve God's promise? A lot of people doing in this way right now in the church. They thought that they are small, so they're using marriage. Hopefully, through marriage, they can change the people within the promised land.But here the text said clearly, obviously, instead of you change those tribes, turns out you are changed and become a compromiser to their religion. Brother and sister, this is not possible. We use our own way to achieve God's promise.But we have this such a kind of dangerous because we think that we are the selected people of God. God have a lot of love so that he allow us to do in our own way. But instead of doing our own way, we achieve failure. 所以弟兄姐妹，从这一段经文我们需要清楚明白的，重点我们是神所拣选的选民。是神是选我们成为他的儿女，我们依然需要明白的，神有恩典有怜悯，他满有慈爱，但是并不是说我们就可以用我们自己的方法，认为神看顾我们，于是乎我们就可以随便按我们的方法来到做我们所称之为侍奉神的事情，然后神所喜悦。圣经里面告诉我们，全主的道，我们必须要把主的道清楚解释在众人的跟前，并不是用利益来到包装引诱别人来到神的跟前。今天基督教最大的罪，就是我们靠我们自己的方法来到做神的工作，神要我们全福音，我们就没有把神的福音清楚来到告诉别人，显现在众人的跟前，倒过来我们用其他的方法来到包装过来，把基督教变成一种讨人喜悦的宗教。弟兄姐妹，神最不喜欢这一种事情，因为就这样，不但我们不能够改变那些还没有相信主的人，倒过来我们给这些还没有相信主的人改变我们。 So based on this text you can see that if we doing in our own way hope and we thought this is the way to achieve God's promise, in fact turns out we can change the people. God want us to preach the gospel, want to testify the gospel to the people. We need to clearly to proclaim God's messageInstead of we using other ways, other methods to lure the people to the church. And then we thought that this is a success of a preaching ministry. No. Here it's very obvious. We can change the people. Turns out the people change us. And we will, turns out, fail. So, 弟兄姐妹。我们怎么样来到全神的福音？我们必须要了解到我们神怎么样告诉我，他有他特定的方法来到全福音，并不是我们喜欢怎么样全就怎么样全。在珊瑚区已经20年的时间，我在大学的里面读的东西，很多人现在都不知道我在大学读什么东西，我在这里趁这个机会清楚讲一点给弟兄姐妹。我在大学的里面，我读的是会计学，但是同时我也同时读这个经济学跟环境规划，所以基本上我是一个疯子，读三个课程，在一个给一份学费读三个课程，其中有一课就是 marketing 市场推销学。20年前左右，我们教会当时 人不是太多，大约60多个人左右。有一些教会的领袖走来找我说，黄全道啊，当时是 Alan，你在大学里面学洗墙学、推销学，最好的方法就是用解线方法来到放在放回到教会的里面，用解样的方法来的推销福音。你就是这样做吧，弟兄姐妹，我马上拒绝他们。为什么呢？用俗世的方法，非神所选用的方法来到把福音传开，最终可能很多人来的，但是传的并不是神的福音。这个是倒过来，我们给这个世界的人呢改变我们教会。这个是现在很多的教会的问题。A lot of people ask me what I have studied when I'm in my undergraduate. I tell you right now because they are very confused about it. I take one degree, but have three majors. The first major is accounting specialist. The second thing is economics major. The third one is urban planning. One of the top subjects that I need to take is marketing. 20 some years ago, in our church leadership, someone approached me and said, "Can you use marketing strategy to preach the gospel, launch the gospel to the people, and make the people buy the gospel?" I said that, "No way. You do your own way. I will not going to do it. Because this is a secular world way. Maybe a lot of people will come through such a kind of strategy, but the people never change their heart towards God." Brothers and sisters, in this text, it's true, we are pegged as the people of God, but we can abuse such a kind of position. 弟兄姐妹，我们是神的选民，我们不能够随便就这样来到。无论说神有恩典有怜悯，所以我们怎么样做神的喜悦的，不是这样的。全福音神有他的定方法，我们不能够说神给我们可以做他的工，我们随便喜欢怎么样做就怎么样做。弟兄姐妹，如果我们喜欢自己用自己的方法离开神所要我们做的方法的话，这种做法就等同于第六章的里面所说，他们在玛撒那里试探神。神叫我们怎样做，我们选另外的方法来做，希望神可以从他的方法变成为我们的方法的话，这一种就是试探。What's the meaning of temptation? Here in verse 16 in chapter 6, tells about the incident in Massah. God gives the instruction to the Israelites to do it in this way, to get water to drink. But Israelites, they asked Moses to do another way. This kind of approach just tells our God, said, "How about you switch from your way to our way?" This is called temptation. 所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们在神的跟前，不要单单是看自己是神的选民，于是乎我们就会放纵我们的做法，说神有怜悯，神会饶恕我们的做法，不能够这样做的。否则的话，我们就会掉在自己以为得到神的爱护，死从生跳的光景，这样最终我们就只会斗志，我们灭绝。So if we approach in this way, when we think otherwise, God's way, we didn't like it. We want our own way and also suggest God to switch to our own way. The consequence is we will be vanished. This is the text to us. So we should not think that we are the people of God and then we do whatever we like. No, we still need to stick with God's instructions. So this is the first thing that we need to understand our God. He always wants us to follow His way. Otherwise, we are tempt Him to another, and we tempt Him and turns out we will fall into our own builder trap. In order to avoid that, we can commit to such kind of dangerous. The best option is to avoid, is to know our God thoroughly. How is God? In what way God we're going to do His own way, and then we stick with it. 如果我们未免我们掉在这样的危险之上，我们必须要透过清楚认识我们的神是怎么样的一位神。从第七节到第十一节，第七节到十一节，请听我读出。I will going to read out verse 7 to 11 in Mandarin, so please follow through. 耶和华眷爱你们。拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民。原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从回奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及皇法老的手。第九节，verse 9。所以你们要知道，耶和华你的神。他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约，施喜爱，直到千代；向恨他的人，当面报应他们，将他们灭绝。凡恨他的人，必报应他们，却不迟延。Verse 11。所以你们要你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命、律例。典章，弟兄姐妹在这里提出一个很好的机会，让神的子民他们能够重新清楚认识我们的神是怎么样一回事。In this text, tell us once again how we can fully understand our God. The first thing is understand your situation，首先的就是明白我们是怎么样的一个人、一个团体、怎么样的一个人。从这里分开三部分来到，先了解自己的情况。一方面，就是让他们明白到，你们并不是神拣选你们成为他的选民，并不是因为你民多、人多。The first thing that you need to realize, you are not a big group, you are small. 为什么在这里摩西讲出神要怎样教导以色列民呢？是让他们首先明白到，我们不要自己膨胀，简单说，自大。The first thing we need to understand about ourselves. Because we are small, because the reason is, make sure that you are not so proud of your own. Realize what is the reality of our group. We are not many, you are just few. So that you will not always boast yourself. 弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒是很危险的一个群体。为什么呢？我们经常说我们有神的爱护，我们有神的保守，于是乎神对于我们最好的东西都是给我们的。Church is a very dangerous group to fall into such a kind of self-boasting condition, because we always believe that we are the selected group within God's will. So that all kinds of blessing from God will firstly best out to us, and then we become very proud of it. This is very dangerous. Is that true? God give us all his best to us? Yes. But the reason that God give us so many blessings is for our benefit in our spiritual life. How later on we are going to see it. But you need to understand that God give us blessing. It's not for us to be so boasting. 神给我们那么多的祝福，并不是要我们来到不断的把自己高抬起来。弟兄姐妹，不错，神给我们有很多的好的祝福，他给我们有很多的美好的东西，但是并不是要我们在神的跟前，就人的跟前来到自高自大。神不喜欢这样做的。 神给我们祝福是让我们明白一点 ，Why God gives us so many blessings? It's only for one reason. What is the reason? Salvation， 拯救，拯救。弟兄姐妹，让我们重新看到第八节。Let's turn to verse 8. You can see the reason why God gives so many blessings to His people. Let's read the verse together. 只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所许的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从怀奴之家招数你们，脱离埃及皇法老的手。Oh, it's fine. Can you see these words? Why God gives us so many blessings? Because of one reason.To recognize God is the Savior. 从这里我们很清楚看到，原来神给我们那么多的祝福，是让我们明白神就是这个拯救者。神是怎么样一位拯救者呢？我们必须要明白这好几点。第一点，我们明白到神是爱我们的。我们得到神的拯救。神给我们那么多的祝福，是并不是因为我们有什么好处，完全是因为神爱我们。什么是爱 ？Why God give us so many blessings? Because one reason, He loves us. So what is the meaning of love?回想到我们当父母的对于小孩子什么是爱，我觉得现在很多父母根本就不爱儿女们，因为他随便让他们的儿女们走到一条他们喜欢走的什么道路的什么道路，从来不没有好好的管教他们，让他们从一些很基本的做人的态度上面下功夫。最近呢，如果你们看《Time Magazine》时代杂志的时候，有一篇文章很有意思，它的封面的标题就是 "Over Parenting"。这篇文章的里面，让我们思想多一点，到底上面父母的角色是怎么样？现在很多父母。走在两个极端，第一个极端，从来不理会小孩子的心态怎么样做，不断供应他们喜欢的东西，就是这样，以为这样就是祝福他们。另外的一种就是怎么样，他每做一部分的东西，每一样东西都管他，使他没有空间来的思想。弟兄姐妹。我们的神不错，他允许以色列民有他的自由空间，但是也在他这个空间的里面立下神做事情的规范。什么规范呢？这里所说的，我们继续看一点，第九节 ，verse 9。 让我们知道耶和华他是神，你的神他是神。另外，他是信实的神。第三点就是让众人明白，神只爱那些爱神的人。爱神的人是怎么样？这里说出来，他们守神的诫命，守神的约。弟兄姐妹，我们需要明白，我们也没有当神是神，就等同于今天的父母也没有让小孩子明白到，你是他的父母了。但诚实说，圣经不允许我们说我们看小孩子是我们的朋友一样。圣经很清楚让我们知道，每一个人有他的身份，神就是神，我们认识神就是神。我们不能够说神是朋友。第二点，我们需要明白这里所说的神是信实的神。什么是信实的神呢？就是他所说的东西，他不会自己推翻自己所说的东西。就算他自己是神，他也不会说这是我是神，所以我先前讲过的东西，现在不算吧，重新再来过吧，我再讲过一遍另外的东西，推翻我先前所说的。不，神所说的，他必然 honor。第三点，这里所说的，神爱的只有哪些是爱神的人。神并不是随便的来到无论的把他的爱念头，他只爱那些爱他的人。So in this text, not only telling us God is the Savior, but at the same time, here mention about God, His own attributes, and how we handle. Recently, in the Time magazine, has an article written on the topic overparenting. I find that right now, most parents, they commit into two extremes only. Either they don't care about themselves, let them to do whatever they like, just give them materially whatever they like, feed their own appetite of wants. That's it. Another extreme is take care of every aspect, control their thinking, and everything, don't let them have freedom to think about it. It turns out they don't have any kind of creativities. When we're going back to this text, you can see that God is not doing it this way. God leave a certain extent of freedom to the Israelites, but at the same time, He set up a boundary. What is the boundary? Here have three aspects. We need to honor God is God. The second thing is we need to honor that God is the faithful one. It means that God, because He is God, is that He can change what He has said before? No. He always honors what He has said before. Not because he is God, he can do whatever he like. Exactly the same thing. If the people of God, it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we like. We need to set by this boundary. The third thing is, God only loves those he love God. God will not just love those people that they don't love him. Of course, you know God loved the whole world. But at the same time, not all the people in this world will respond in the same way. God give them opportunity to get back to him. But is that those people, they will respond the same? Some of them will, some of them not. And God will take care of those who really love God. 所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要明白的，神请求我们成为他的选民，有一个目的，是让我们清楚知道，我们必须要是爱神的人。如果我们不是爱神的人的话，你就算在神的里面， 神的祝福都不给你。大家讲到一遍，弟兄姐妹，我们要传福音，也是让爱神的人、爱认识神的人，能够在神的里面得到神的爱。如果哪些人根本上对神毫无的爱心的话，不断的攻击神的话，神就算允许他们跟我们一起，我们也明白神的祝福对他们没有什么功效。So what is the meaning of preaching the gospel? Leading the people get back to the love of God, and those people can also share this kind of love among those who love God. Even though those people they don't love God, if we allow them to go come with us, the blessing of God have no impact to them. So if we as the one that we know God love us, try our best to lead people come back to the love of God. 所以弟兄姐妹，这个是我们需要明白的重点。还有一点的，如果我们并不听神的说话的话，神的祝福可能变成一种很可怕的后果。让我们再看多一点点。啊，我们从第十节哪里说？啊，verse ten. Let us to see one more thing. We can see here, if those who hate God, even though they are in the blessing of God, turns out the blessing not only do something good to them, but instead of harm them. Let us to see verse ten. 像恨他的人当年报应他们，将他们灭绝；凡恨他的人便报应他们，却绝不迟延。Verse ten. And who repays in their own person those who reject them, but reject him? He does not delay, but repays in their own person those who reject him. 在这里，首先我要弄清楚一个字，就是圣经所说的报应。The one word here I want to highlight, and you need to make sure you understand this word, is called repay. In verse 10, repay. The word is very interesting word. I tell you one thing is, this word is coming from the verb form, verb, V-R-B, verb form, of a word called peace, shalom. 弟兄姐妹，这个字报应是从一个希伯来文的里面说平安 shalom 这个字卷过来的动词。Why I tell you this word? You need to understand this word very careful. 我们需要很小心知道这个字怎么样解释。自从呢，越来越多的人开始学圣经的时候，他们开始学希腊文啊，跟希伯来文 Hebrew and Greek. They are not learning the language. They just pick up words. One word they always like to quote is peace, shalom. 在希腊文跟希伯来文有一个字，很多人学的时候没有学它的意思，只学它的表面，就是平安这个字。You know, the word shalom, when you change it to verb form, 动词，把这个名词变成动词之后，就会把它的意思改变，就会解释成为报应。Once the word, the noun shalom, peace, change to verb form, will change the meaning. The meaning become like,Here said, we pay, we compensate. So you will see this very interesting word. When you go through the Bible, when you study this verb one again，当我们重新查考圣经的里面这个词什么意思的时候呢，我们会发现有这样的情况。第一个情况就是，如果这个动词用在人的身上面的时候呢，很多时候就是说我祝福你。If the word using by man most of the time, it means bless you. But when this word using by the subject is by God, the meaning will change to repay. 当用在神为主词的时候，就变成为报应。所以弟兄姐妹，我们要清楚知道同这个字，我们需要很小心来用。现在很多基督徒呢，学东西学一半一点，就以为自己学的全棒，那全部根本上就错误。现在很多基督徒看到很多人呢，就表现出自己很属灵，于是乎呢，就怎么样说呢？写电邮的时候，写到最后要 Shalom you Shalom。So a lot of people right now, a lot of Christians, they didn't learn the whole thing, just learn them piece by piece. And turns out at the end of this, at the email or at the end of conversation, they will say that, bless you, shalom, peace with you. Brother and sister, you need to know this word. You want God's way or you want the human way? If you go on the God's way, if you don't love God, that will be repay. God will ask you to pay back what you have done wrong. If you are the one love God, you will be blessed. 弟兄姐妹，如果我们清楚这个字的意思的时候，我们就必须要明白到，原来当我们希望人得到神的祝福，我们必须要是爱神的人。不爱神的人，就算你 shalom，shalom，shalom，shalom，最后他只能够得到神找他复回他犯罪的后果。但是如果是一个爱神的人，你跟他说 shalom，你希望神把他的平安赐给他的话，他是爱神的，他就得到平安，神的祝福。你们看到吧？同一个字，不同的主词的改变它的意思。弟兄姐妹，神希望我们明白到，他是神，他是守信的神，他是信实的神，还有，他愿意我们在守他的约，因为如果我们守他的约，我们就可以得到他的真经祝福，否极的话，我们就叫得到他的咒诅。一对男女结婚之后，并不是顺理成章成为恩爱的夫妻，要成为真正恩爱的夫妻，双方必须要在整个认识的过程的里面，不断做出磨合、多方受证的这些功夫。A couple, after they marry, it doesn't mean that automatically they will become a very loving couple. They need to understand each other, and at the same time, they need to do a lot of adjustment, a multi-faceted dovetailing process. You know dovetailing? It means that two things getting together without using a single nail or screw, perfectly fit to each other and locked to each other. This kind of process, you need to know each other well, at the same time do a lot of adjustment until they fit together. The same thing, if we want to build up a relationship with God, first thing is we need to know who God is and how He works. The second thing is change our life, to fit into God's standard。弟兄姐妹，如果我们真正希望成为神所喜悦的儿女们，成为他真正的属灵人，成为神真正的选民，这个过程我们必须要了解。第一，认识神，他是怎么样一位神，我们承认他是神，并不是说口里相说，但是心里面是别的东西，不能够这样。我们要承认他是神，认识他是怎么样一位神。第二点，这是在认识过后，我们不断做一个受尽磨合的过程，让原本不能够连起来的很多地方磨去我们的不联合的地方，跟神的生命连接起来。求主帮助，让我们同心祷告。 Let's bow our head and pray together。 我亲爱的父神，感谢你让我们今天能够透过这一段圣经，能够更清楚明白到我们的神是怎么样的一位神。认识神只不过是我们跟神建立关系的第一步，也是重要的一步，所以很求你帮助我们，在了解你的过程当中，我们能够一言明白到我们上面有很多地方需要真的给主你帮助我们磨合，成为主你的标准。我们知道我们有很多地方是跟神你的标准不同，我们有很多地方也有很多亏欠，但是我们知道你的爱，单纯的爱，是让我们得到你的祝福之后，明白自己生命需要改变、更新。所以我们很求主你，让我们能够生命改变。过去可能我们在属灵的生命上面有很多的地方有亏欠的，我们可能只能够在读你圣经上面多有明白你的意思，但是我们没有行动的，还是我们根本上对主你的说话也很多地方没有努力的学习。但是现在很求主你，愿我们自好之后，我们能够更愿意来到爱你的说话，爱你，好使我们能够真的能够活出合神心意的生命。求你的帮助。好 ，Heavenly Father, thanks you give us this passage and let us to understand the first step that we need to build up the relationship with you is knowing you. But at the same time, this is only the first step. We need to change our life to have a dovetailing process, that we need to change a lot of things that in ourselves that are not fitting your standards and your teachings, so that we ask for a willingful heart in us, so that we can love you and allow you to change our life. So at the end, we can fitting our life in your standard. So we become the one that conform to what you're looking for. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.